And now we come to the 12th chapter of the Epistle to the Romans, and this is the last major division that begins here with chapter 12. First, it was doctrine, the first 8 chapters. 9, 10, and 11 was dispensational. Chapters 12 through 16, duty. We come now to the practical application of the theological arguments that we've had before us. Here the gospel walks in shoe leather, and that's where I like for it to walk. In the first part of Romans, the reader saw displayed the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith. But in this last section, the feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and we're to stand for the battle, we're to walk in our life, we're to run in the race. And someone may suggest that we've already had the practical under sanctification. My beloved, the gospel walked in shoe leather there, it's true. But there is a sharp distinction in these two sections. Under sanctification, we're dealing with Christian character. In this section, we're dealing with Christian conduct. There, it was the inner man. Here, it's the outward manner. There, it was the condition of the Christian. Here, it is the consecration of the Christian. There, it was who the Christian is. Here is what he does. We have seen the privileges of grace. We now consider the precepts of grace. Enunciation of the way of life must be followed by evidences of life. Announcement of justification by faith must be augmented by activity of life. Now, something else we should note as we proceed in this last section. Conduct of Christians must be expressed in this world by his relationship to those with whom he comes in contact. These relationships must be regulated in some way. Now, it's so easy to put down rules of conduct. And Paul is not doing that. He's delivered us from the Mosaic law, and he didn't do that to put us under another law. There are a lot of Christians today, and they call themselves separated Christians, and they don't do this, and they don't do about 15 other things. I wish they did do something myself, and I wish they didn't gossip so much. I found out those folk, you better watch them. Now, they ought to recognize that the child of God is not given rules and regulations, but Paul puts down here great principles that are to guide the believer. The Holy Spirit is giving the believer a roadmap of life, showing the curve. But he doesn't give the speed limit. And he identifies the motels and eating places which he recommends without commanding the believer to stop at any certain one. Detours are clearly marked. There's a warning to avoid them. The city of Vanity Fair is labeled, and the routes of exit are clearly marked. The believer is told to leave without being given the exact route by which to leave. There are several routes. Now we're coming down from the mountaintop of Romans 8, 9, 10, and 11, and we leave the pinnacle of Romans 11, 33 through 36, and we plunge down now to the plane of duty, and I mean plane, the P-L-A-I-N and the P-L-A-N-E, plain duty. This is where we all live. This is where we move and have our being. Now we have this section. First section, faith. Next section, hope. This section is love. And we have the service of the sons of God in chapters 12 through 13. Now, the child of God has a relationship to God. That's in the first two verses. Then a relationship to the gifts of the Spirit. Relationship to other believers. Relationship to unbelievers. Relationship to government. Relationship to the neighbor. We're in the world. We're not of the world. But we need to recognize that there is a duty for the child of God in this world.